Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, Luke, L-U-K-E. Date of birth is 9/26/42. Date of visit is 1/10/2026. Ms. Luke is a 83-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Patient complains of being weak, being tired. Her blood pressure is 150 over 90 or two sides 94%. A heart rate of 89, period. Patient's temperature is 97. Patient has a decreased MAC of 32 centimeter from down to 1.5 centimeter from admission, period. She's losing weight. She has very little appetite. She complained of leg pain, pedal edema, weakness again, orthopnea, PND, uses her nebulizer 4 times at least a day, has oxygen that she uses on a regular basis. She lives with her daughter. She has a currently PPS score of 40%. She has issues with bladder incontinence, which she uses the adult diapers for, period. She's becoming more forgetful, more confused per her daughter, period. She's oriented to person and sometimes place, period. She's sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day, period. She suffers from generalized debility. Patient noted to have wheezes today. I'm sorry, 2+ edema per day. She had wheezes today, which was pretty audible. She has not used her nebulizer this morning yet, period. She has slight confusion. Her confusion is worse at nighttime, her daughter tells me. She also is taking her oxycodone on a PRN basis to help with her pain. She has increased fatigue. Activity causes her TUSAT to drop below 90, which she has oxygen available, but she says as when she's not short of breath, she doesn't want to use her oxygen in quotation. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient continues to decline as far as her condition is concerned. By the way, she most likely does have right-sided heart failure related to her COPD, pulmonary hypertension, and in addition with her obesity, sleep apnea, hence the reason for not being able to lay flat, and she lays at 45 degrees and has issues with orthopnea and PND, both related to it and her severe COPD. Thank you.